salt and light, gifts, the mind of God, so many different illustrations for us this day. So many ideas that, to be honest with you, through the years, I felt like I've needed to be. I need to figure out how to be salt of the earth. I need to be the light in the world. I think it's important for us to read this scripture closely. The words are not telling us that we need to seek to be salt and light. The scripture is telling us we are. We are. It isn't telling us we had better be or we need to be. It's telling us that we are. That we already have the gifts that God has given us. We are already the salt in this world. We are already the light in the world. I sometimes have a hard time using that word gifts because it has such a meaning in our society of having something that makes you special. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think we all have something that makes us special. But the gifts given out to us by God are not to set us apart and make us stand out or make us more important than others. One of my very favorite country and western songs, sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. And the words to the chorus goes like this. Nobody wants to play rhythm guitar behind Jesus. Everyone wants to be the lead singer in the band. I know too hard to get a bead on what we find when everybody's pushing for the head of the line. I know it ain't working out at all the way he planned when nobody wants to play rhythm guitar behind Jesus because everybody wants to be the lead singer in the band. The gifts we're given are given to us so that we can be the backup band for Jesus. One of the hardest parts is remembering that. To me, the discussion of salt losing its saltiness speaks to that very issue. When we use our gifts to further ourselves so we can stand out, so we can be special to the world, then our gifts begin losing something. Maybe not in the eyes of the world, but certainly they've lost some of their glory. Not being used for what they were created for. When we use the light we've been given to shine on ourselves instead of the one who gave us the light, then the light is less bright. I challenge you today. I challenge you to think about the ways that you are salt and light in this world. Not the way you should be, the way you are. Look deeply into your life over the last couple of weeks and think of a variety of ways that God has used you to be salt and light in this world. Maybe it was your words of encouragement to another. Or maybe it was your faithful work at your place of employment. Maybe it's the volunteering that you've been doing, the prayers that you've offered, or the protest that you've been a part of, or promises that you've made and you've kept. We are salt and light of the world. I believe we often think that we can put that off for just a little while. I can shine my light later, or I can help later on. Once I've got my career up and going or running and or once my children are grown, or when I retire, or maybe I can be salt and light once I've got my place in society, but I don't want to have to give up anything. Now, I'll be the first to admit that each of our salts are a little different. Do you have any idea how many different salts there are? I had no idea. We went to a spice store that our daughter-in-law told us that we had to go to when we were in Seattle. They had every kind of salt you can imagine. There are pink salts and gray salts and red salts and salts from this country and salts from that country. We each season this world in our own way with our God-given gifts. We each shine light in this world, in a dark world that seems to be getting darker all the time. We are the light. The problem comes when we choose to put all of our salt in the wrong places, or we choose to cover our light so that no one can see it, or we decide to shine our light only in certain areas and hide it in others. To whom much is given, much is required. Required. That's a word we used a lot last week. We each have been given so much. Look around this room. Look at all the gifts that have been given. I love to do jigsaw puzzles. I have a program on my computer that sends me a different jigsaw puzzle every day. And I sit every night before I go to bed and I put that jigsaw puzzle together. I also love real puzzles. Roy gave the boys and I a puzzle for Christmas, and we sat together a couple of different Saturdays and put it together. I love how there seems to be no end to how many shapes there can be in puzzle pieces. And in most cases, you can only fit a puzzle piece into its own spot. It has to have just the right shape to fit in its spot. Have you ever put a puzzle together and gotten down to the end and there's one piece missing? That is the worst. That is the worst. We have places that we are to fit in this world. When we make decisions to be a part of the body of Christ, we become a part of that puzzle that is the kingdom of God. We have important roles to play. We're given what we need to fulfill those jobs. And when we all come together to do our part in the world, then the picture is clear and complete. But when we don't, when we hide our light or don't spread our salt, then there are holes in the picture, just like a puzzle that's lost some of its pieces. I found a puzzle of a church building, which I might add is not an easy feat. It took me a long time to find a puzzle of a church, but I found this puzzle of a church. I brought the pieces with me here today. You'll see them on the pedestals, and there's some on the altar. I'm going to ask you, after you take communion this morning, or if you don't wish to take communion, come and take a piece of the puzzle. I want you to take it home. I want you to place it somewhere where you will see it, or maybe it's at your office. Let it be a reminder to you that you are part of something big. Let it be a reminder that you are part of this community. Or for those who are visiting, you're a part of different communities. The Scouts, they are a big community, and not only here, but across our world. Let this piece of puzzle be a reminder that you are part of something bigger. That you have a place to serve. That you have a place to be salt and light. And that when you don't, there are some serious holes. If you don't do your part, there is not another with just the right gifts to fit in your place. We're each unique. We're each created for a specific purpose, and we're each needed in this world. When we come to this table, we come together to not only remember what God gave us, but to also remember our role in the kingdom of God. That we are here today to be the salt and the light in this world. So I invite you in a few moments to come to this table. All are welcome to receive. The only requirement is that you're willing to receive. God's gift is given to all.